The CARICOM Youth Ambassadors Committee comprises of young people ages 18 to 30 years. And since its inception here in 2012, several Vincentian youths have made significant contributions in areas such as health and well-being, protection, safety and security, education and economic empowerment, culture and policy making. Female CARICOM Youth Ambassador Chelsea Ferdinand said this new batch of ambassadors have expressed an interest in using whatever means to promote CARICOM and other social issues on a national level.
We have come to recognize that this batch is bursting with conscientious, diligent, and highly motivated CARICOM nationals. I take careful consideration in saying CARICOM nationals because we have been fortunate to extend our membership to a Dominican and Guyanese living in St. Vincent, thus allowing us to exercise the benefits of CARICOM and the CSME. Indeed, I am more than excited for the productive year ahead. There is much to anticipate, ladies and gentlemen.
Male CARICOM Youth Ambassador Andrew Brown said the group will continue to make positive impact on people's lives.
In 2016, we will continue along this path. We will continue to be a positive influence on the youth of our nation. With the continued support of the Youth Affairs Department and the Ministry of Mobilization, the media, and the general public, we will grow from strength to strength. Your presence here is a great indication of your dedication to our movement.
Meanwhile, the acting youth officer, Phil Cole Jeffers, has challenged the youths to ensure that the six C's of youth development are achieved.
First, confidence. We need to have young people who are confident in what they do. Go out there and be bold, take a stand, and stand by it. We also talk about the competence. If you look at the bio of all of these young people here this evening, starting with our two ambassadors, you are going to say the hands of St. Vincent and the Grenadines is well placed in some young people's hands. And so we want to ensure that this continue by encouraging them to take the path that they ought to. We're talking about connection. CARICOM youth ambassadors are connected throughout the CARICOM member states, but also we are also connected through a Commonwealth. Character. Again, if you look at the bio for these young people, you will see they were not just simply chosen, but the character of each of these individuals has something to do with nation building. The whole issue of caring and compassion. And finally, they will make positive contributions to the national development landscape.
And the Minister with Responsibility for Youth Affairs, Frederick Stevenson, said there needs to be more positive role models in St. Vincent and the Grenadines.
In some form or fashion, even though you are young, there are young persons like yourselves and younger persons than yourselves and older persons than yourselves who would look at you. You have to walk the walk and talk the talk. I'm going to make a difference. That is why I'm in this group called the CARICOM Youth Ambassadors for St. Vincent and the Grenadines.
The CARICOM Youth Ambassadors Committee's mission is to communicate with young people on CARICOM issues and advocate for effective youth participation in the formulation and implementation of all policies and programs that affect young people. I'm Yolande Richards with today's special report.